Hello there.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Christian. I'm coming from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you mind helping us out with a survey? It only takes 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I would greatly appreciate it. Let's see here. So first question would be, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, the internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Certain. Thanks. And may we ask, what is your age?
66.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices. The scale will be from 0 to 10, where 10 is meaning you are extremely motivated, to a 0, not at all motivated.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? So first one would be Sherrod Brown as senator.
Okay, those questions, I'm not sure how I would answer it yet, so I'm not going to answer it. The only thing I will answer is about the president.
Okay. I'm going to move to the next question. Now I'm going to read you a list of figures. Well, it's kind of the same thing. Let me see if I can. I'll just do that you don't really want to answer. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for a Republican or a Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for state were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
As a toss-up. I'm not real decided about that, but the first guy probably.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Murn or the Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Republican.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance at all?
No chance at all.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now this is the question. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or it doesn't make a difference?
I'm not going to vote for her because of all that. I will not vote for a Democrat.
So
it's got to go to the Republicans.
Okay,
Democrats, you know, are trying to bring about evil things.
Yeah.
I mean, what they're doing to Donald Trump is unheard of.
Okay. So next question will be this, and this will be in your own words. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against? Hold on. I need to write something down here. Give me a second. Okay, let's see here. Sometimes, okay, hold on, yeah, Republican. So I'm just filling out all the questions because I mean you because of what you told me, you know. What is the last year of? Okay, so these questions now are just for statistical purpose, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm not even going to answer that. I mean, what does that have to do with voting?
That's one of the questions. Give me a second. Okay, this one here. How important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important?
Well, that has that has nothing to do with my identity.
Okay.
It has to do with who's going to run the country the way it should be run.
Yeah. Okay, well, this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay,
okay.
Take care. Have a nice weekend.